now for the next installment in our series, Voices of 1864. First-person accounts from exactly 150 years ago. Today, the final throes of the Siege of Atlanta from a child's point of view. There were only a handful of citizens left in Atlanta by late August 1864, a few thousand versus the 20,000 who lived here at the year's start. Women and children were some of the first to leave in the spring as the early rumblings of battle drew near. And this makes today's entry especially remarkable. Carrie Berry was 10 years old when she kept a diary during the Union shelling of the city that summer. In this September 2nd entry, she wrote about some of the final moments she witnessed as the Southern forces retreated. These include Confederate detonation of an ammunition train, which destroyed the rolling mill that occupied the space where the cotton mill lofts stand today. She also details the panic and looting among remaining residents and her first encounter with Union soldiers.
We all woke up this morning without sleeping much last night. The Confederates had four engines and a long train of boxcars filled with ammunition set on fire last night, which caused a great explosion, which kept us all awake. It reminded us of the shells, of all the days of excitement. We have had it today. Everyone has been trying to get all they could before the Federals come in the morning. They have been running with sacks of meal, salt, and tobacco. They did act ridiculous breaking open stores and robbing them. In about an hour, the Federal cavalry came dashing in. We were afraid they were going to treat us badly. It was not long till the infantry came in. They were orderly and behaved very well. I think I shall like the Yankees very well.
10-year-old Carrie Berry wrote that entry 150 years ago today. She kept her diary from 1864 until 1866, giving her account of the Siege of Atlanta, including the shelling of her home and neighborhood, the experience of hiding in her cellar during that shelling, as well as life at home during this time. Her diary was donated to the Atlanta History Center in 1937 by her daughter, Zulette Crumley Franklin. Carrie Berry was able to stay with her family in the city throughout the occupation, and in fact, she lived in Atlanta her entire life. In February 1875, she married and then had three children. She died in May 1921. This excerpt was read by Mabel Tyler. The series is produced by WABE's Kate Sweeney. Special thanks to the Keenan Research Center at the Atlanta History Center, which provided historical content, and to Joe Howarth Noonan. To hear this and other first-person stories from the Voices of 1864 series, you can visit our website at WABE.org.